join us once again on this lovely Friday evening.
Yeah.
It's not a Friday when you listen to this, because who knows when I'm going to get around to editing this and posting it up on Spotify. But for us right now, it's a Friday.
It's a Friday in the city.
How has your Friday been?
It's been all right. Woke up very late and did some work, and then, you know.
Do you have a different chair?
Like this one?
Or anything.
Yeah.
One that doesn't creak as much.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
I got a jolt too.
Go get that chair. And so I'll kill some air while he's gone to get a chair. Or maybe I'll go silent. And here he comes with a... Oh, that's a fancy chair.
Yeah.
Now we're back once again with two proper chairs. Chairs that don't squeak, I hope.
Yeah, chairs that don't need some, like, oil.
Yeah. Well, what kind of oil are you talking about here?
We gotta be on the safe side.
Gotta be on the safe side.
We gotta be, like, WD-40.
I was gonna say, if it's safe enough for babies, it's safe enough for a chair.
Oh, that's a better line.
Right. My chair kind of squeaks, but we're out of chairs. So I had no idea that there was so much background noise in the recordings.
Oh.
And my friend said, there's a lot of background noise in your recordings. And I got annoyed. I mean, I'm fucking trying my ass off to give you guys good content. And just fucking picking it apart. But I didn't say that to her.
Yeah.
She'll find out now that I got pissed off when she said, there's so much background noise. And then I listened to it again, and she was right. There was background noise, but I just didn't notice it.
At least we have a proper setup.
And now. I'm like, fuck, we just take it, man. Just fucking accept what I'm giving you. I'm trying to entertain you guys here. And you're fucking criticizing our work. But no, she was right.
Mm.
What did you say?
At least we have a proper setup, you know. Maybe that helps with the background noise.
I'm so sick and tired of the whole setup and the mics. I've come across videos of people who have bigger podcasts than us.
Yeah.
Using the mics that we used originally. And they have hundreds of thousands of followers.
Man, it's like any time you see like a big like personality online, they'll always be like, hey guys, if you want to get started, I just started by like, you know, recording videos on my iPhone. You can do it too.
What I'm saying is, like, wait, are we stupid? Like, we couldn't use those mics properly?
I don't know. We bought like a lot of equipment. We bought like the red mixer thing, and that didn't work either. Then we had wireless mic era, and now we're in the current mic era.
No, the wireless mic era was the first era.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And then we went to the red mixer.
Yeah.
With those mics you hold in your hands.
Yeah.
And those weren't good.
Yeah.
No, were they not good, or do we just not have enough?
I think we couldn't get four to work. I think that was the problem.
Mm.
I think two maybe worked.
Okay.
We could go back to those.
There's a podcast called, I think, OK Mom?
Yeah.
And they have a lot of followers, and they, I think, use those, if I'm correct, they use those original ones that we used.
Oh, damn.
And Coaches Don't Play Podcast.
Yeah.
They had the same microphones.
Damn.
And we're here with these fancy-ass microphones, and we're still struggling with audio quality. I don't know what the hell's happening. We need a Jamie, man. We need a Jamie.
We need somebody who has an audio engineering degree.
Right,
exactly. We need to find one of those people.
What do you think it would take for us to take Jamie away from Joe Rogan?
Oh, shit ton of money.
And a crack in their friendship.
Yeah. And maybe if we just treat him like a human being.
I think Joe treats him like a human being.
Okay.
How much do you think he pays him?
Probably not a lot.
I think a lot.
Really?
I think at least 200,000.
But like his job's so replaceable.
No. But the thing is, based on what I've heard Joe say,
yeah,
he said he's not replaceable.
Oh.
Those are his words. I'm kind of paraphrasing.
Yeah.
He said Jamie does the work of three people.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So he's that basically means... irreplaceable.
Yeah.
So I think he would have to be being... He'd be making, I think, around 200,000.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe. And he also drives a Tesla Model X Plaid, so those aren't cheap.
Yeah.
You can't buy that on a $60,000 salary.
Yeah.
What's new, man? What have you been up to?
I've been up to education. Getting educated, and you know, yesterday I learned some stuff.
What did you learn?
So let me give you the entire story of my day.
Let's begin with a complaint first from your mother.
Yeah, sure, go with
She said
that.
you don't eat at school.
Okay, that was one day.
She said two.
That was 2 days. Yeah,
Okay.
my bad. That was 2 days. I just didn't have time. I was busy.
Continue.
I was busy with my studies,
Continue.
my education. So let me explain what happened yesterday. Yesterday, I woke up at 5 in the morning, right? Because I have to go to school with my dad. Because my first class is usually like at 10 or something, right? And I'm like, why would I get the bus just a couple hours later? Might as well go with my dad and study there.
A little more gusto, a little more vigor, some energy here, please.
Some energy, all right.
I know it's Friday, and I'm dying here too. I didn't do shit. I don't know why I'm dying.
So I got up at like 5 in the morning, right?
That's it. Better.
As somebody who has a class at 10 does 5 hours before, right? That's just logical. So I got up at 5, or reached school at 7, and then there I just studied for a little bit as well. Made some notes for my other courses until like, say like 9, right? So 2 hours, and then my friend comes and he's like, "Yo," he's like, reach, right? So I'm like, "Okay, I'll reach the entrance doors." We go there. We walk around the school. We found no place to sit. Went three. It's 9 in the morning. Our school is very small. 9 in the morning. We found no place to sit. We went to the basement, first floor, third floor, right? So then my friend's like, "Yo, why don't we go to the master's building?" So there's like one hallway connecting our building to like the MBA building, which like all the smart people are. He's like, "That's always empty. Let's go there." So we go there. We found a we our school has like breakout rooms for like teams to meet and stuff, right? Usually you have to book those. But we find an empty one, we just go and sit there. I connect my laptop to the TV screen and we'll just study on the TV screen, like accounting and stuff, and journal entries and stuff, right? And so we study there, and then my other friend shows up because his class ended, right? We had a class later, his class ended, he comes and he's like, "Yo, I wanna study too," right? So we're like, "Okay, come." And then this is the three of us brown guys chilling, studying, and then these three other guys come. They're like, "Yo, the entire school's packed. Yo, can we study here with you guys?" They're also in our class, and then we're like, "Okay." So that's the six of us guys studying in this room for our accounting test. That's in a couple of hours, right? We're just chilling there, studying there. We have like the TV on the screen, and we're just doing it. And then these people come, right? They're like, "Yo, we have the room booked. What the hell are you guys doing here?" And we're like, "Oh shit, we gotta move now." So we pack up all our stuff, and then we're like, "Where the hell do we go now?" So there's this one hallway, right? We walk up the hall. We saw a crack pipe there, like it had like black tar heroin or some shit, kind of looking like a chemical test tube.
Yeah.
So that happened. We saw one of those on our way. So that hallway led to nothing. Then we found another breakout room on the
I'm
other.
so glad that wasn't the punchline of your story.
No.
Okay.
That
I was gonna be like that whole build up, and you finish with you found a crack pipe. You guys just told me you found a crack pipe instead of taking me on a wild journey on from your time you woke up to getting kicked out of a study room. Go on.
So we found another breakout room, then we chilled there. And this white kid, right? So he came there with like the other three guys. He comes there and he's just like, "Hey guys, I have to go now. I have to like take this pill," right? And we're like, "Yo, what's the pill for? Like, what is it, vitamins or something?" He's like, "Before quizzes or like lectures and stuff, I take this pill. It helps me like focus and do better and stuff." We're like, "What is the Adderall?" And he's like, "It's kind of like Adderall, but a little toned down, right?" He's like, "You can't eat it on an empty stomach." He's like, "I did that once in the econ lecture, and like all the seats started shaking in front of me." He's like, "Yo, do you guys want something?" We're like, "No, fuck that," right? So then those guys leave, and my friend's like to me, he's like, he says in Punjabi, right? Because the three of us brown guys are left. He's like, "Nah, sara gora goliyan khai janda." Tahi ta shule pahunchya. I didn't know people actually took like pills and shit to like do better on tests. I didn't know that was a
I
thing.
know. I people used to talk about taking Adderall back when I was in school.
Yeah,
just so they could concentrate better.
That's fucked
My
up.
friend used to get high
really
and study. He said it helped him study better.
Oh shit. But that's not the punchline either.
Oh, okay, go on.
Okay, so then about half an hour later, right, it's our time for our quiz. So we all go to like our assigned classrooms to write this quiz, right? And we open up the quiz. Everything's normal, right? By the time I got halfway through the quiz, there were some questions that were fill in the blank, right? But the question had numbers written next to the question, right? I'm like, "Oh, so they just want us to format the number like this," because it was a number with no commas or anything. So like, okay, they probably don't want commas or decimal points in the numbers, right? So then I do the first couple of calculations, and my numbers match the numbers in the question. So I'm like, what the fuck? What? They put the answers in the question. So then a couple of kids realized this after me. Like, I finished the quiz, and a couple of the kids realized this, and I finished, like, with half an hour left. A couple of kids put their hands, like, yo, missed the answers in, like, the question and shit. And then after, they're just like, yeah, we're going to cancel the quiz now. So good for you guys. They canceled the quiz then when I was already done and we were sitting there. And then they're like, okay, you guys can do it next week, Tuesday or Friday. And now they're just like, we're just going to, the weighted percentage of it, we're just going to split it amongst the other assignments.
How much was it worth?
15%.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
It's still a lot.
Still a lot, yeah.
But, yeah. How do you put out a test and have the answers?
Yeah, like, you'd think that, like, a very pristine, like, school, like, Shul, like, wouldn't do that, but... And the quiz was, like, mostly multiple choice and fill in the blanks. I thought this is Shul, like, we'd have, like, more, like, inquiry and, like... thinking-based questions, but it's just fucking multiple choice. And it's accounting. It's like the main course that you have, too.
So that's why you didn't eat?
No, while I was studying in the breakout room. And I saw, like, the crack pipe and I got concerned.
Oh. That must have been traumatic. In Schulich?
The master's building, too, in the hall. Wow. Yeah, not just the regular Schulich.
You never know what kind of demons people are facing, right? You getting your master's and smoking crack cocaine.
Yeah. And kids popping pills.
Getting a master's and smoking like crack and shit, like, is that impressive or sad? I'm just like
genuinely, right?
Exaggerating here. Yeah, I'm not saying that the person whose pipe it was that's actually doing just because
you could have been like the janitors or something.
Could have been just like fucking like a bum walk through and
dropped
his crack pipe.
But where it is, I don't think a bum would like walk in like the corner hallway all the way to the top. Like, that doesn't seem...
Maybe that was a person who was once getting their master's and fell upon hard times.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just wanted to go walk down memory lane.
Yeah.
Because I think if you're in crack, you don't have time for a master's.
I mean, like, Rob Ford had time for a lot of stuff.
He's running a city. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe you're a high-functioning crack addict.
Could be. But isn't coke, like, the drug of, like, those kind of people? Or Adderall, even?
That's not our playground, so let's just leave it at that. Speaking of the Ford brothers.
Yeah.
Rob Ford, his brother. What? What are you laughing at?
No, it's just funny.
All I said is Ford brothers.
No, it's like, well, what you're alluding to is funny.
What?
I found it funny.
Which part?
The tunnels.
Oh, yeah, there's a setup coming. Yeah. But how'd you know I was going to go talk about the tunnels?
Because the Ford brothers, Doug Ford announced the tunnels.
Yeah, he did, but like, how do you, come on, man, let me introduce it. Okay. Speaking of the Ford brothers, jumping from one brother to the other, we all know that Toronto is, as the meme says, Toronto is an hour away from Toronto.
Yeah, that's valid.
It's valid, right?
That's valid.
Traffic sucks ass here.
Yeah.
Just...
Horrible.
Horrible. And to...
Circumvent.
Circumvent, yes. A solution is needed.
Yeah.
Definitely needed.
Yeah.
And what's been proposed is a 55-kilometer-long tunnel. Why is that funny? I haven't even said the punchline yet. Why are you laughing already? It's a setup.
Because, like, it's funny.
Why? Well, tell me what's funny. Okay, don't tell me what's funny yet. Let me finish my joke, okay?
Finish your joke.
Okay?
Yeah?
A 55-kilometer-long tunnel going from Mississauga all the way to Scarborough.
Yeah.
Okay? Guess how much it's going to cost.
How much?
Guess.
$1 billion.
Way more.
Really?
Yeah.
$2 billion.
Way more.
$200 billion.
Less. A lot less.
$50 billion.
A bit less.
$40 billion.
About 30 to 40.
Okay.
Right? I know a bunch of guys in New York who could do it for cheaper. Did you see that coming?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why you're laughing?
Yeah. You think...
I was working on a joke as I was driving here today.
You think he drew inspiration from the memes?
from the New York Jewish the museum? New York, yeah. I doubt it. It's a different problem.
You think he saw that and was like, that's our solution?
I don't know what he saw, but it's a definitely needed solution to this problem. It's going to take forever to build a tunnel, though.
Underneath the 401, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's like a lawsuit waiting to happen, almost.
Well, you could do it.
You could do it?
You could do it. It's the English tunnel, English Channel tunnel, it's underwater.
Oh, damn.
Right, so, yeah. But that's like, it's probably the same length, I think. Or maybe, yeah, I think the same length.
I was watching the news, CP24, and there were two different, like, takes on it.
Mm.
So one dude was, like, this one, I don't know, he's an engineer or something. He's like, you can't build a tunnel because, like, the other roads are still going to be small, so that's not really going to solve your problem. And he's like, this is just, like, an idea that they're throwing up. It's not going to work, right? He's like, we need more public transportation. Maybe I agree with him. Sure, it might not work, but the public transportation part, nobody's trying to fucking touch public transportation.
Okay, so... it's a very, very bold idea
yeah.
to put a tunnel underneath a city.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And it's New York tried it.
Huh?
New York tried it.
They've been trying. Okay, so they had a lot of success. But then the last couple of months, their quality really suffered. And
yeah.
Religious elements were involved. And it's never good when you have religion mixed with tunnels. Okay, anyways. Well, it's gonna take forever to build.
They took the Underground Railroad too seriously.
Oh my god. So okay, so this guy wants to put more emphasis on public transit. Yeah, sure. If you can convince people to carpool and leave their cars at home and stuff, right? Carpooling isn't public transit, but you know, getting people onto buses and trains, sure. It's just very slow.
It is, yeah.
It takes a lot of time to get from point A to point B. Yeah, you would cut down on emissions, but it's just, it's going to take for very long to get from point A to point B. Like, for example, if I were to drive to York from my house, it takes 40 minutes, right, on a car. If I took transit from, so if I took my car from my house to the GO station, 40 minutes, right? But if I took Brampton Transit to the GO station, then the bus, it's easily over an hour.
Yeah.
Right? So, the building a tunnel is difficult.
Yeah.
But what's going to happen is you're going to move some of the traffic from up there.
Yeah.
To underground.
Yeah.
Right? It's gonna get rid of some of the congestion.
Mm.
Right? Traffic, like the volume of cars is going to go up.
Yeah.
With time. Yeah. As we've seen. Obvious. Right? Especially if we don't do something about this whole mass immigration thing.
Yeah.
But moving congestion or splitting congestion up from one road to a different option, it'll make things move much easier.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the thing.
And then the other point of view was like on Twitter, there was like some Ontario like union for construction workers or something. And I don't remember what their exact tweet was, but they sounded so like enthusiastic about it.
You're getting jobs.
Yeah. They sound so enthusiastic that it almost sounded like sarcastic. Like that's the vibe. I can try to find it. It sounded almost sarcastic to me. Just they're like, we side with Doug Ford. Doug Ford is correct. These are the type of innovative ideas we need here. And I'm like, hold your horses. That's a little bit too much.
They did a tunneling project in Boston called The Big Dig.
Of course, it's Boston, man.
Right? And that project went over budget by, I think, $10
billion. Holy shit.
And I think it took them 20 years to complete, and it was maybe 7 miles?
That's it? 7 miles?
Let's see. What was the length of the Boston Big Dig? According to mass.gov, the project spanned 7.8 miles of highway. So, a little under 8 miles.
I can't find the tweet.
That's okay.
But tunnel is better in the winter too. You're not gonna get like snow down there, like for a country like us. You're not gonna have accidents and shit. It's not gonna be affected by the weather.
This is smart. I'm excited. Bring on the tunnel.
Why weren't all our roads just made down there?
That's very expensive.
Let Mother Nature be how it is.
It's very expensive.
Taxes. You think we'll have like an autobahn thing where like no speed limits or
no?
We're not there.
We're not there. We're never gonna get there, unfortunately.
You have like Challengers and Chargers just testing their speed.
No.
We would see the capabilities of the American V6. If we ever go to Europe, we should go on the autobahn.
I fully plan on it.
Should do a podcast in a vehicle while on the autobahn.
I fully plan on it. I also had a topic that I put forth last week called Pirates and Racism. Now I can't remember what that was about.
Pirates and Racism?
Pirates and Racism.
Maybe it could be like about like, do pirates face racism?
No, let's workshop this here. What do you think I could have meant?
Pirates and race, probably something to do with Instagram, I'm assuming.
No, it was inspired by Pirates of the Caribbean. I was watching that movie.
Were they all white? They're not right. Johnny Depp's white.
It had something to do with being black and white. It definitely had something to do with that.
Do pirates have like racial diversity hires?
No. Only thing I can think of right now is
something similar to that though. My mom was watching a Punjabi movie. I don't know what his name was. It was like an old one, maybe like 2010s, right? It was kind of low quality ish and there was some lady in a jungle or some shit, and there's dudes, right? Like thugs, dudes without shirts on, wearing shorts. They kind of seemed like they're playing like an uncontacted tribe type role, right? But these, as we've referred to it time and time again, people are in like brown movies, darker the skin, the eviler, like the character, based on how it
works. The less respectable the character.
Yeah.
Right.
These dudes, their skin wasn't really dark, but they did like very obvious blackface. So I don't know why they did the blackface, but I think it was to make sure that the audience knows that these guys are the bad guys.
There was a Bollywood movie from the mid-90s or something. They go to Switzerland.
Yeah.
And the girl gets into a fight with the guy.
Yeah.
In Switzerland. And she storms off. And to make him jealous... So they both end up at the same club somehow.
Oh, sure.
And to make him jealous, she starts dancing with two black guys. But I'm pretty sure they weren't black.
Oh.
It was just two guys with blackface.
Oh, my God.
And the guy comes and beats him up.
Oh. Do they do that to make like the character more likable?
The black guys?
No, the main character, because if he beats up a bunch of white dudes, then I don't know, right? I don't know what the racial undertones of that are.
Black people just haven't been dealt a fair hand.
Like, yeah.
When anything bad happens in a community, I always look to a black guy.
Yeah.
But no, it's true. The shittier the role, the darker the guy.
Yeah.
In Hollywood... No, sir, not...
Sorry. Yo, if you do that in Hollywood, that's a problem.
My bad. Not Hollywood. Bollywood and Punjabi cinema.
Yeah.
Not Hollywood.
Hollywood can't get away with that. Nor should they be able to get away
with that. Nor should they be able to get away with that.
Yeah.
Moving on. I can't remember what the whole thing with pirates and racism was. I think it was maybe something like when pirates were white, they were like glorified.
Oh.
And now that they're black.
Now that they're Somali pirates.
Yeah, now they're Somali pirates, they just don't get the same respect.
Yeah, I guess that's valid.
As white pirates. They also got poor.
Yeah.
Right?
And like the technology's not there anymore. Like, you know, where like at one point pirates were like they had cannons and shit, and they were like the most like technologically advanced. Like if you were a pirate, you were the shit. Whereas now it's like, yo, we have like machine guns and tanks and shit, and you dudes are still on boats.
But they're hijacking large oil tankers and shipping freighters with little dinky boats and AK-47s. So pound for pound,
yes.
I think they're punching above their weight.
The scale has gone up.
Scale has gone up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was it. I think my point was when pirates were white, they were glorified.
Yeah.
And now that they're black, they're more vilified.
Like, you put it this way, nobody is, for Halloween, no kid is going to dress up as a Somali pirate.
Nobody. For one thing, just putting blackface on would get you cancelled.
Yeah.
Forget dressing up as a black pirate.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I think that was it.
That makes sense.
That makes sense. Also, for the first time ever, you held your nephew.
Yeah.
Right? This kid looks like he's just... He's a month old. He's a month and a half?
Yeah, a month and a half.
Just about?
Yeah.
And he's now starting to look like a baby?
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, the smaller the kid, the younger the kid, the less babyish they look. They just look like a newborn.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And as he's getting older, looking at the pictures, he just seems to be developing an attitude.
Yeah, I was angry.
Like, some of those pictures, it's like, what the fuck are you touching me, man?
Maybe he's like a Stewie Griffin.
It seems like he's looking for a fight whenever you take a picture of him.
He's a Brampton man.
He is a Brampton man.
So what do you expect? Yeah. He is like the first person in our family to be.
He's
born
getting cute, yeah, but as he's getting older, he's getting much and much cuter though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is the first person in our family to be born in Brampton. None of us were born in Brampton.
None of us were born in Brampton.
So
some of us weren't even born in this country.
Yeah.
His dad included.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Indonesian man.
Yes. I don't even know what they say.
I'm not going to try to imitate an Indonesian accent. Speaking of people being born in different regions and other areas and countries, that documentary sent you about England.
Yes.
And Sikhism in England.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Young, Sikh, and British.
Let's just look.
Okay.
Let's just pull it up.
We gotta be official.
Young, Sikh, and Proud.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. So, a little backstory. For some reason, I've been fascinated with the history of Sikhism in England.
Yeah.
So, I've been watching some BBC documentaries on how people have come up through the years in the UK.
Yeah. Well, we've been there for a long-ass time.
Yeah. It's like Russell Peters said, when the British left, we were like, we're coming with you.
Yeah.
So, they've been there for a lot longer than people have been here.
Yeah, way long.
No, have they? But people have been here for over a hundred years too.
Here in BC, right? Like early 1900s.
Let's say they got there at about the same time.
Yeah.
But they were in larger numbers in England.
Like when we had...
Don't take our word for anything here.
Statistically.
Statistically, we did zero research. It's just based on what we've seen based on the eye test.
But like in the documentary, they're saying that like people, like mass immigration happened during like the 60s and 70s or 50s. 50s and 60s. Yeah. Where that didn't really happen here until like the 90s, I would say. Right?
We
didn't.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so like 30 years ahead of us, you could say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the documentary was, if people don't know, there's a YouTube channel called Basics of Sikhi.
Yeah.
And the founder was a guy by the name of Jagraj Singh who who passed away in 2017.
Yeah.
And he became a very, very popular figure in the Sikh world.
Yeah.
And he did a lot to bring the youth towards Sikhi because he spoke English.
Yeah,
he spoke English. He spoke Punjabi too, but a lot of his preaching was done in English.
Yeah.
And he passed away. Unfortunately, in 2017.
Yeah.
And this documentary was produced by his brother.
Yeah.
Contrasting his views with his brother's views.
Yeah.
And they were at odds because they didn't share the same views.
Yeah.
Right? His brother, Jagraj Singh, fully initiated Sikh, practicing Sikh. This guy, his name was Sunny Hundle.
Yeah, Sunny Hundle.
Right? Not a practicing Sikh, but still affiliates himself with the faith.
Yeah.
Right? And they were focusing on one of the topics that they focused on was interfaith marriages within the Gurdwara.
Yeah.
Right. Take it away.
So interfaith. So basically what the documentary, the main point they covered was like, as you said, the interfaith marriages, and they're basically people in the UK where whenever like somebody, a Sikh person would marry like somebody of a different religion in Gurdwara, the people of UK, the Sikhs of UK would come and sort of like...
But it was mostly the youth.
The youth, yeah. The right. Young, like, the people with warm blood, you could say.
Hot blood.
Hot blood.
Yeah. We're just warm-blooded because we're mammals. Hot blood. Hot-headed.
Hot-headed people. Yeah. They would go and to the Gurdwara and try to protest and try to, like, block the people out. You can't do this here kind of shenanigans going on. And the Jagraj Singh's basic views on that were like, yeah, you shouldn't have interfaith marriages, but I think they said he discouraged the protest. But...
yeah, so he said a Gurdwara ceremony should be only between 2 Sikhs.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you should also should not show up to the Gurdwara and
protest
and like protest the, and become borderline violent.
Yeah, like disturb right? people.
Disturb people. Yeah. So, go on.
And Sunny's views were basically like, you know, everybody should have like the freedom to do what they want, sort of ideology.
Yeah. So his brother's views were, it's a place of worship, but it's a place of God. Everybody should be welcome.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what his stance was.
Yeah.
So, after watching this documentary, again, I don't agree with, you know, going to a place of worship and disturbing people.
Yeah.
I'm against it. But my view has slightly changed on Anandakarjas.
Yeah.
Right. Now, hypothetically speaking, if I was put in that position, let's say if I was marrying a person of a different religion,
yeah,
I would still go through with the Anandakarja ceremony.
Yeah.
Right. But I understand now why people have...
why their stance is like that.
Yeah, because after doing some research, what I found was the Anandakarja ceremony, it's basically saying you will live in accordance with the teachings of the Guru Granth Sahib Ji.
Yeah.
If you are not able to do that, you should not be performing this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right? So basically, the expectation is if you're bowing down in front of the Guru Granth Sahib, you're going to be living in accordance with Guru Granth Sahib Ji's teachings.
Yeah.
So from that perspective, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But we live in a society where...
people who, like, even people who call themselves Sikh, they don't follow, I guess you could say, right?
Yeah. Like, forget the Anandakarja.
Yeah.
I would say a practicing Sikh who's been quote-unquote baptized.
Yeah.
Right? They're not following the teachings as they should be.
Yeah.
Right? So that's where everything falls apart.
Yeah, that's where it falls apart.
And even if you are doing what you can, even if you're not Amritdhari, if you are trying to be a good person,
yeah,
if you happen to fall in love with somebody from a different religion, you got to make a compromise.
Yeah.
To keep everybody happy. Yeah. Right? Because are you guys going to be happy just with a court marriage? Most people aren't.
Yeah.
Most people aren't, right?
Yeah.
Or do you want like a non-religious officiated marriage?
Yeah.
Like the white style.
Yeah.
Without any religious affiliations. Yeah.
I think another thing brought up in like the issues, it wasn't in this documentary, it wasn't mentioned, but like I think in one of Jiraj's other speech he was saying, is like what people are kind of doing with this is they're not really explaining to the partner of the other religion like what the ceremony is. They're just sort of like, you know, like if you get like a Christian dude to come to a Gurdwara and do all this, like you're sort of invading on his like religious, like not beliefs, but like his religious rights and shit, because you're not really explaining to him what you're going through. You're just like, here, come here and do this. Everybody will be happy sort of thing.
Kind of. It's so what you said, it's kind of taking advantage of their naivete, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. Pull up on, I guess you could say. Right. And the thing that resonated with me was that's like getting a Muslim wedding, but you don't intend to be a practicing Muslim.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Similar, right? That's what put it into perspective for me.
Yeah.
I had a question for you. Hypothetically speaking, let's say one of your sisters married a Hindu dude.
Yeah.
Right? And Anandakarja happened.
Yeah.
Or let's say I was Hindu.
Okay.
Right? And
sure.
We didn't have the type of relationship that we have now.
Yeah.
Right? I was a... just for argument's sake... not even say Hindu. Okay. Just religion X.
Okay, religion X.
Right? I was going to marry your sister.
All
right. And we were going to do it on the guards of the Gurdwara.
Yeah.
Would you be at the wedding?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know why I thought you'd be there. No, fuck that, man. I'm not going to be there.
I mean, I would be, bro. With my parents, I'd have to be there, right? Obviously.
But if it was up to you.
If it's up to me, I would still go, probably. Okay. Most likely, right?
I don't know. I think I'd be like, well, no, fuck that, man. Fuck you, guy. The thing is, how come that stuff doesn't happen here? Those protests don't happen here.
I think I was reading, like, okay, so after the documentary, they did a Q&A on the Basic Sikhi channel regarding the documentary, and they're basically saying, like, those protests, last time one happened was, like, 2015, like 2 years even before the documentary was filmed in 2017. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's happened for a long time.
But it's never happened here, though. I've never heard of it.
Never have heard of it here either. What I have heard of is, like, in Vancouver, like, people are trying to do, like, outside weddings now, and people sort of showed up and, like, got, like, the Bob Bitter returned back to the Gurdwara, and then they got the wedding to be done at the Gurdwara instead. I've seen that happen recently.
Okay.
But, like, not, like, protest to the point where, like, that the police has to be called and all that shit.
Yeah. Are they more strict with following, not even religious, I'd say, cultural policies and guidelines than we are here, people in England?
I don't think so. They don't come across like that. Maybe the youth now, maybe they have, like, a youth movement or something, but, like, UK guys...
But why is it always a youth that's protesting? And the elder statesmen of the culture, they're just like, they're going with the flow.
I guess because, like, elder people sort of realize, like, they realize that, you know, there's nothing much, like, just, you know, they're kind of okay with their lives as they are. I feel like, you know, they're kind of like go with the flow type of people. Like, even any protest you look at, usually always, really? Oh yeah, that too, right? That too. They don't have, like, kids to look after, you know.
No responsibilities.
They could get away with protesting.
Yeah. Whereas, the guy who was saying, he had a very clear British accent.
Yeah.
He's saying, like, I don't feel like Britain is my home.
Yeah.
Then why don't you leave? We'll go to India? Right?
Yeah. I think that guy might be banned from India.
That's my theory. Those kinds of views.
Yeah, right. That's my theory.
Those kinds of views. And, okay, so when you... Yeah, with those views, I think maybe even going to the airport, you just probably
wouldn't
be able to... Like that guy, Jaggi.
Yeah. Like,
right, he's been in jail.
Yeah,
for how long now?
Well, 7 years.
And he has similar
six
views?
Years, yeah.
Basically, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I am.
Yeah, maybe.
But my thing is, if you live in a country and you are enjoying that country's perks and privileges,
yeah,
and you are an immigrant, that's your home.
Yeah.
Right? Sure, you have ties to your motherland and whatnot. Those are to be respected.
Yeah.
But then if a country is affording you some rights and responsibilities and giving you a good quality life, don't shit on it.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, like, you can disagree with, like, a politician, yeah, or, like, some policies, yeah, or something, but, like, as a whole, I think you got to respect,
like,
you know.
Like, where is the quality of life better? In Canada, UK, versus India?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I have friends, they're from Pakistan, and they've been here just as long as I have. One's been here 3 years longer. I think they both said they still feel like Pakistan is their home,
oh,
and Canada is just where they live.
Yeah.
I feel the opposite.
Mm.
I feel like this is home and India is just where I was born.
Yeah.
I still have respect for India because culturally I'm still, you know,
yeah,
respecting my culture and all that stuff. I still have respect for it, but my view is the opposite of their view.
Maybe they're stronger, like, nationalism, right? Just in Pakistan, people, like, I guess.
Does nationalism exist in India? Or is this just regionalism?
I think regionalism. Nobody's repping, like, in, like, the only people repping India are probably, like, Pop, eh? I guess.
We're repping Delhi. Who's repping Delhi?
Because, like, okay, the people here, students that come, they're repping Punjab, obviously, right?
Yeah.
You see that.
You have Haryana.
Haryana, people rep, yeah, that.
Sometimes you have Rajasthan.
Rajasthan, yeah, I've seen those people. Some people, like Ludhiana people, they rep Ludhiana sometimes.
Yeah.
See that. And even, like, I feel like Bombay people rep Bombay.
I haven't seen that.
Really?
No.
I've seen a license plate once that said Bombay or some shit.
The day I see a car with that says Bihar on it. Fuck.
UP.
I've seen UP.
Okay, you've seen.
The reason I said Bihar is because Bihar, those are the Bihar.
Yeah.
Right.
They're in Punjab right now. They have to,
yeah,
go from Punjab. It's like, you know how, like, Pokemon's have an evolution?
Yeah.
They're halfway there.
Speaking of people from New Delhi.
Yeah.
Well, I think we touched on this in the last recording.
Oh.
Which I don't know if I'm going to put out or not.
Okay.
But Vince Carter, man, just wasn't at the wedding.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's a different topic. Speaking of Vince Carter, his jersey is being retired.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this? As a person who never saw him play in a Toronto jersey,
as a person who only saw him ever play as like on Memphis, I think that was like the first time I saw him play. Somebody who knows Memphis, Vince Carter.
Yeah,
I think it's all right. I don't know.
I think it's huge.
Yeah,
I think
it's... that's our first franchise retired number.
Yeah,
yeah.
So. But you know what's stupid is?
What?
I think they're only doing it because Brooklyn said we're gonna do it.
Probably right.
It makes no sense in any universe.
Why Brooklyn did it, I don't get that. I don't understand that.
He played there for 4 years, had very little cultural impact.
Yeah.
Right?
That would
on
be...
on the world or even on the league, I think. All of his impact was here in Toronto.
I think that's
the... And that impact was global.
Yeah.
Right? In New Jersey, he had good stats. He had very good, I think, a very solid all-star caliber. Not caliber. He was an all-star. While he was in New Jersey.
Yeah.
But he didn't do anything monumental for that franchise. So I don't know why they're putting up his jersey.
That would be the equivalent of like OKC retiring Paul George's jersey.
Yeah. Or Carmelo Anthony's.
Yeah, Carmelo Anthony's too.
Sure, they had good stats.
Yeah.
Made the playoffs. But like... So I think when the Raptors saw that the Nets were going to retire his jersey, they're like, oh, fuck, we got to do it.
Yeah.
We got to do it now. Because otherwise, I don't think they were going to do it for a while.
Yeah.
He's been retired for 4 years. Like, you could have done it as soon as he finished playing.
He played so long, they could have done it while he was playing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, but who do you think comes next?
Kyle.
Kyle gets one?
Yeah.
Does DeMar get one?
I think DeMar gets one before Kawhi.
Oh, wow. I don't think Kawhi gets one.
You have to give him one, man.
I don't know,
he's
man.
He's the only reason we have a championship.
It's just 1 year, though. That's kind of
pathetic. I'm not saying build him a statue, right?
I think build him a statue rather than retire his jersey.
Well, no, no, man.
Of the shot, bro. Of the shot against Philly.
No, you put up a painting or something on the rafters or a picture. You don't.
Yeah, see, do that instead. I don't think he gets a jersey retirement.
I think you have to.
Maybe on the Spurs, I think he gets one.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Spurs, for sure.
Yeah.
We just have to because it's like, thank you for saving us and making us and keeping and helping us achieve something that's, you know, hasn't been done and probably won't be done ever again.
Oh, yeah, so.
Yeah, so Vince this year.
Yeah.
Kyle, whenever he's finished playing.
Yeah.
Kawhi's career is basically done. He's not playing this year again. He had knee surgery.
Oh, shit.
He'll play, but like...
load manage.
Yeah. I think DeMar, his jersey should go up before Kawhi's.
Yeah. This is what DeMar was... like, he was drafted by the Raptors. He had how many years? Like, 8 or 7, 8 years? 9 years? He had some crazy dunks.
How many jerseys are retirable by the Raptors? Let's do this.
All of them? Okay.
Vince.
Kyle.
DeMar?
Yeah.
Kawhi,
sure. Yeah.
Do you retire Bosch's jersey?
No. Bosch, I don't think Bosch was there long enough, bro.
He was there 6.5 years.
Yeah, but he did it. It didn't really amount to anything.
The world existed before you were born. Okay? You haven't seen it, but I have. He was here for 6.5 years.
But when I think of Chris Bosch, I think of him as a Heat player, not a Raptors player.
That's because you didn't see him play.
Yeah, that's also true.
Right?
Yeah.
His numbers were better on the Raptors.
Yeah.
He sacrificed on the Heat. I'm not sure if he retires his jersey.
I think if you retire his jersey, you might as well like retire T-Mac's jersey.
No. T-Mac had zero impact.
Well,
he was here for one playoff series, I think.
Oh, well, my view of them is the same, though. I haven't seen them play. But...
I have.
Okay.
Right?
Rudy Gay.
Rudy Gay. That's like saying retire Hakeem Olajuwon's jersey.
Yeah. Is there anybody else who's...
No, I think that's it. I think it's you cut it off at Bosch. And he's like a maybe. I wouldn't do it for Bosch.
Maybe Scottie Barnes down the road.
Maybe down the road. Maybe.
You know, I think if Siakam and Van Vliet stayed, maybe. You know, if they won another championship and then did some other stuff and stayed here for the rest of their careers, I think. Or maybe even like...
You know. We have yet to have a Raptors player who's played their entire career for this team.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
That's enough sport talk before we bore people.
Sports. We're like a newspaper, man.
We can be. I think we have what it takes.
We gotta have a real estate section now.
So as long as we're on this topic of sports and, you know, jersey retirements and sporting events.
Yeah.
I saw a video of people doing black magic at sporting events.
In what country?
It was, I think it was an African country.
To make the team win, or was this for their own, like,
to mess up the opponents, to improve their own odds? I don't know, but black magic was being done on the soccer pitch.
Did it work?
I don't know. I just saw people picking stuff up and running. What do you? Okay, let's say, how desperate do you have to be that you have to start doing black magic for your team to win?
I think Leafs fans would.
See, this is where I run into trouble with this idea when it comes to hockey fans and Leafs fans. Given how expensive those tickets are for Leafs games,
yeah,
those people have money.
Yeah.
And when it comes to money, people start making connections to the Illuminati.
Yeah.
So would they get the Illuminati in? Clearly they haven't been.
They haven't been. Yeah.
Maybe they should. Maybe the Rogers family should use their connections with people. I don't know, whatever.
They should do that for all the sports teams, because nobody's being successful right now. Maybe the city just sold their soul for the Raptors championship.
Who was in charge of the soul?
Yes, like what, Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment?
But why would they go for the Raptors and not in a hockey? It's a hockey town.
But like, basketball is a bigger market out.
Like, white people are still the majority.
Yeah, but like, money-wise, I think basketball makes way more money than hockey, like, you know?
Hockey doesn't make shit.
Yeah, so that's probably why. Or does baseball make more money than basketball?
Why is baseball still relevant? How are they still making money? How are those players being paid?
There's one thing I remember.
A baseball player can walk down the street and nobody's going to know that guy's a baseball player. There's probably five players in baseball that are probably recognizable.
Yeah.
I know two. Three. Mike Trout?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'm thinking active players.
Okay.
Retired ones, different story. Mike Trout, Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
I can't name anybody.
Bryce
Harper. We're getting Vladdy Guerrero. Okay?
But is Vladdy because we're from Toronto?
Bo Bichette. Okay? Yeah. That's six. I said five. We're at six. Bichette only because he has long hair. Yeah. If you cut his hair off, I couldn't recognize him. If Vladdy lost weight, I couldn't recognize him. I don't know what he looks like. Like, some of these players, I'm just like saying contextually, I know who they are. Right?
Yeah.
If out of context, like I said, if Vladdy lost weight, I don't know. If Bichette cuts his hair off, I don't know. But the other four, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess they're like the leaders of the league, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but there's this one baseball thing I was reading. The Pittsburgh Pirates, right? So they got mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. And they had a player, if he had four more at-bats, he would have gotten a $200,000 bonus. But they were mathematically eliminated, so they just sent the dude down to the minors. So they didn't have to pay him $200,000.
Wow.
This was a Pittsburgh Pirates player. Now, if you're the player, are you pissed?
I would be.
You play one more game and you get $200,000 and they just sent your ass down to the minors.
For one thing, I'd be more pissed that I got sent down to the minors. Yeah. Just put him on the IR.
Yeah, that too.
Or the inactive list.
Yeah.
You should have paid on the inactive list, right?
I think so. Yeah. That's the state of the MLB.
A couple more topics. Milk.
Yes, milk.
We know that milk goes bad if it's not refrigerated.
Yeah, warm milk, that's
warm not... milk is bad.
No good.
No good. But why don't boobs have to be refrigerated? Because milk within a mammal.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right? It's
warm.
It's warmer than room temperature.
Yeah.
Right, room temperature is what, like 25 degrees maybe?
Yeah.
23 if you have AC on.
Yeah.
2700 in this room.
Well, yeah.
Right? The human body is... hotter.
It's 27 in this room.
27.
Yeah.
Right. The human body is about 8-9 degrees hotter.
Yeah.
Right. Why doesn't milk in the human body or animal body go bad?
That's a good question. We gotta have like a biologist on. Do marine animals have, we should invite a marine biologist and ask him that question.
I wanna make you finish that question and answer it yourself. And ask that question again.
Do marine animals have milk?
The answer is yes, and I want you to tell me which one.
The dolphins?
Yes.
Okay.
Why?
They're mammals.
Yes.
And they know how to talk. Well, they talk in their own language.
All whales.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're mammals, man.
Oh, shit.
A dolphin is a type of whale.
Oh.
Fucking pulling this kid.
Biology.
Biology. Marine zoology.
Yeah, so we should invite a marine biologist who specializes in sharks and ask him that question. Why don't boobs need to be refrigerated? No, I think it's because it's freshly produced that it, like, you know, it's like, I think it's like, kind of like a process with glass, right? Like, when you make glass, it's like at 30 million degrees.
Sure. Right?
That's how it's made.
Yeah.
And then if you heat it up to 30 million degrees again, it's going to break.
It melts.
Yeah, that thing is going to melt.
Yeah.
But at room temperature, it's, or like whatever temperature, it's fine. So I think that's the logical.
You're talking about two different states of glass. At room temperature, it's solid. At 30 million bajillion degrees, it's basically, it's fluid.
Yeah.
Milk is milk. It's liquid, and outside the boob, inside the boob.
But like when it's made, it has to, the elements have to be warm and.
My thinking is there are the female immune system keeps it clean.
But it's like with any other food, like you, when you make it, it's hot. You can't just leave it out on the counter. It's going to like go bad. You have to put it in the fridge. So then like the bacteria doesn't get to it.
Okay, milk is a biological product.
Yeah.
Right? It comes from a living thing.
Yeah.
Person.
Yeah.
Animal.
Yeah.
So does meat.
Yeah.
Right? But the, it's dead when you
eat. Yeah, yeah.
But if you leave meat products and dairy products sitting out in a hot environment, they go bad.
Yeah.
So that kind of goes against what you just said.
How?
What did you say?
I said when
I can't remember.
I said when you cook something, it's hot, right? But you can't just leave it out on the counter at room temperature. It's going to go bad. You have to put it in the fridge.
You can for a little bit.
For a little bit?
Yeah.
You know, with milk, you could leave it out for...
Like, milk goes bad if you leave it
out. Right away?
Yeah. It has to be refrigerated. Not right away.
Yeah.
Once it starts warming up, getting to room temperature, if it's out for a while.
Yeah.
It goes bad.
Yeah. So I think it's like the same logic. Like when it's made, like food's made, it has to be hot. And then milk's made, it has to be hot. And then... You have to cool it down after so it doesn't stay in the...
This is beyond our level of...
In the danger zone.
IQ.
Maybe there's a product that... Like,
why don't males produce milk? It just makes, just doesn't make sense. Other thing, I have... I don't know if I've...
I don't think we have the chemicals for that.
I don't know if... The hormones.
Okay.
Which are basically chemicals in the body, whatever. Are humans the only species where the male has nipples? I've never seen a lion male with nipples. Have you?
I think you're right. Maybe.
Like a dog with... male dog with nipples?
Do any dogs have nipples?
They're mammals. Of course they have nipples.
I don't think I've seen a dog with nipples, though.
Your wrong algorithm on Instagram. But
let me Google it. I don't think dogs have nipples.
Don't Google dog nipples. Please. Have you seen videos of puppies drinking milk?
Okay, apparently they do have nipples. I didn't know that.
How did you think puppies were drinking milk?
I didn't think that far. Okay, well, you live, the more you learn. Yeah, dude, what other animals? Like, sharks don't have nipples.
Sharks aren't mammals. Of course they don't have nipples.
Bears? Male bears?
They don't have nipples.
Kangaroos?
They're not mammals.
Kangaroos aren't mammals?
They're marsupials.
What the hell is that?
A kangaroo.
Damn, bro, I think I skipped the animals class in science. Did dinosaurs make milk?
No, man, they were reptiles.
Why can't reptiles make milk?
Because they don't have mammary glands.
Oh.
Boobs.
Eagles? Eagles are mammals.
Never mind, kangaroos are mammals.
Yeah.
My bad.
Eagles? Do eagles have nipples?
No, they're birds. They're dinosaurs.
Birds are birds can be mammals.
They're not mammals. Birds are dinosaurs.
Birds. So you think birds are reptiles?
No.
They're dinosaurs.
Birds are living dinosaurs.
I don't think that's scientifically correct.
Before you search, I want. Okay, you want to bet?
Okay.
How much? What do you want to bet?
I don't have money.
No, not money. Anything else?
You could tell me what to paint my pumpkin.
I'll tell you what to paint your room. Okay.
Well, I don't have time to paint, man.
Whatever you do,
Whenever okay, you... next time, the next color I'll paint, I'll agree to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Search it.
Are birds dinosaurs? Yes. Birds, avians, are dinosaurs.
There you go.
That doesn't make sense.
So next time, your room's up for painting, it's going to be pink and yellow stripes.
All right. Well, we'll find a way to do that. Just one wall or the entire thing?
Entire thing, man.
It's going to take so long.
It's got to be so bright and gay that the colors make you puke when you step in. Make you queasy.
I'll do it.
Speaking of the gays.
Okay, speaking of the gays.
Last story before we end.
Yeah.
We're over over an hour in the recording.
I heard a diss.
What diss?
It kind of has to do with, like, somebody was like, this person was like this other person. They're like, yo, that guy has so many red flags. That guy has more red flags than Pride Parade. Like, flags. Like, red flags, but, like, Pride Parade's have rainbow flags, but, like, the flags.
No.
No, that doesn't work.
No. Okay. Speaking of the gays.
Yes, the gays.
My friend was attacked by a member of that community.
Oh my, for what?
So he was downtown.
Yeah.
With his car.
Yeah.
And he approached an intersection with a stop sign.
Yeah.
And he did a rolling stop.
Okay.
As one does.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Like, you look around, nothing's coming. You do a rolling stop and you proceed.
Yeah.
And he said at that intersection was a lesbian.
Oh.
And we said, how did you know she was a lesbian?
She was a pedestrian?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're like, how did you know she was a lesbian? And he's like, because she gave off lesbian energy with that colored hair.
Oh, okay.
And that kind of clothing.
Yeah.
That kind of haircut.
Yeah, you can kind of
tell. And those chunky boots.
Okay.
Right? That's what he said. And so he approaches the intersection. He does a rolling stop. And this person, upon seeing the rolling stop, yells, nice rolling stop, and kicks his car with a giant chunky boot and left a dent.
Oh shit.
On the side of his car. And he said, as if that wasn't bad enough, there was a guy approaching on a bike who said, should have done a full stop, buddy. And then he rode off into the distance. So
she just lurks around there and just,
I guess so. And she ran off.
Oh, she ran off?
And the cops were like, you should have gotten her ID. He's like, what are you going to do? I'm going to leave my car and run after this person and get their ID?
We're talking about lesbians. You wanna mention
your talking about violent lesbians.
Yeah.
I don't want to join, but I want to paint some pumpkins.
Vile lesbians.
Did you say vile? You can't say vile lesbians.
What does that mean?
That means, vile means disgusting. You can't say that.
He didn't know what that meant.
Okay, so... to anybody who is of that community listening, or anybody who has friends and family in that community who are listening, ignore this. He doesn't know English. He just did not know. He just didn't know what vile meant.
I thought it meant violent.
It's not an abbreviation for violent, man. Vile is not a short form for violent.
Okay, I didn't.
Okay, how much
we're not saying lesbians are vile. Just saying that some of them can be violent. Make a full stop at a stop sign before proceeding through the intersection, or one of them with a chunky boot might kick your car.
How much you got left?
We're almost done.
I'll paint some pumpkins. That's the backpack you take to school?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Why?
Are you going on a fucking backpacking trip to Europe?
I don't like that backpack. Why is it so big?
I have notebooks and a charger and a laptop.
How many notebooks are you taking?
Are you... Are you camping on campus too? With that backpack? What do you... Bro, what is this?
That is a really big backpack.
It's disrespectful to my backpack. You guys called it vile.
You know, meet that when he would go to York?
Yeah.
He wouldn't take anything. He would have a little notebook and a pencil in his pocket. No textbook, no laptop.
He succeeded, so...
He makes a lot of money now.
Opposite ends of the spectrum.
I don't think that's necessary. That seems aggressive.
That's working against your vibe.
What is my vibe?
Okay, listen, listen, she and I had a conversation one day.
Yeah.
Smaller, right? Backpack.
We're trying to make you
I
cool.
I have some underneath my bed.
We're trying to make you cool.
Well, cool?
Yeah.
Why do I need to be cool?
And trust me.
What is it called? like a JanSport.
Yeah,
well, JanSport's what like you know, ratchet people wear. That doesn't have a good name in the
community.
That size.
I have underneath my
bed. Yo, your pockets have pockets here.
I put my lunch in there too.
What you don't eat?
That you don't eat. Well, stop taking even take it. Just take like one.
Wasting food.
Take like two snacks. If you're not going to eat the lunch, don't take
that
the lunch.
That was 2 days. I ate the rest of the days.
I don't know. She's making it sound like you don't eat food anymore.
But all the kids have backpacks like that.
But that size?
Yeah, that's...
They'd be carrying that.
And shoes, like, that's what... No?
I don't know. Maybe that's like what the nerd community is doing these days. I don't know.
I have that backpack since grade 7.
See, there's the problem. There we go.
You're out of the backpack game.
We're going to buy him a new backpack.
Oh, you have to settle a debate. What grade was... How old was I at your, like, first graduation? Your undergrad graduation.
When did you graduate?
The first one?
Yeah.
Because I have 2 degrees. 2014.
Okay, that makes sense. You would have been 8 on the, for that
one. Yeah, and then... Because I remember I did 2 degrees, so I had 2 graduate... I had 24...
I had 2 degrees?
Wait, but what...
3 degrees, actually.
3 degrees.
Why wasn't it 2016?
No, I did graduate in 2016 again. With
so we're both right.
But I didn't go to the graduation. Because I said... I told mom I don't want to go.
In that picture, you're right. But we're both right.
Because I only went to the first one because mom made me. And then I said, if I go to the first one, I'm not going to the second one. She said, fine. So
but,
I only went to...
But you went to the master's one.
And then I went to that one, yeah.
So we're just casually bragging about having 3 degrees here.
It's not... You guys brought it up. I'm just verifying facts here.
As a woman, do nipples need to be refrigerated?
Nipples?
Okay, so one of the topics was...
Yeah. Dying.
One of the topics was,
yeah,
why does milk have to be refrigerated once it's out of the boob? but while it's in the boob, it's fine. It doesn't go bad.
Do we refrigerate cows? Like, it's the same concept.
That's what I said. I know. We understand the concept. My direct quote was, why do you refrigerate milk but not a boob? Okay? That's what I said. I understand the concept.
Regardless of, like, creature or animal. Like,
because, like, the boob isn't, like, isn't it just, like, the milk gets produced once you lactate, right? So once it comes out. It's not like it's just sitting there. Like, it's kind of sitting there.
The milk doesn't get produced once it's produced.
But it doesn't have much storage. So it's just sitting there for a very short time, like, short period, and then just all, like, comes out. It's not, like, sitting there for 10 hours. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Very short. Then it comes out.
A very good health lesson.
Very good health class lesson. They don't teach us this stuff.
You think they're teaching us like about lactating and shit in class?
You have 3 degrees, so I don't know what you're
doing. 3 degrees, I don't know what.
I know nothing.
You know two girls right now who are
breastfeeding?
Yes.
Why was that so uncomfortable?
I always use a different term. I was going to say lactating.
Like at the very current moment. He's like a coach or something.
Gross.
You can ask them.
I can ask them, but I think...
Like, how long before you have to take the milk out?
If you...
Shut up.
No, okay.
Shut up.
The thing is, I think you have to take it out within the hour. If not, it literally will... It'll start dripping out of you.
Ew.
Like, it'll start, like, coming out, dripping into your shirt on the floor. So if it's coming out, you have to pump, like...
Next question.
Yeah.
Aside from a human male mammal, have you seen other animals who are mammals where the male has nipples?
No.
I haven't either.
Do dogs have nipples?
The girls do.
I don't know. I haven't seen a dog.
See, that's what I was saying.
What's wrong with your family? Like, how do you guys... Have you never seen puppies drinking milk?
No, what the fuck? Like, where would you have seen that? Like, I don't understand. Where are you seeing this?
On TV, man.
We don't watch those channels.
Discovery Channel? Never mind, I can tell you.
Hey, man, we had to turn off Discovery Channel and, like, National Geographic after... After, like, one time and, like, American Dad, like, the mom gave birth to, like, a cow or some shit and we can't watch that anymore.
Watch
it's not allowed in our house anymore.
Okay, I'll see you guys downstairs.
Okay, I think it's time to wrap it up.
What's wrong with my backpack, though?
It's just too big.
It's too big.
It's too big.
If it was smaller,
yeah,
it'd be fine.
But like, why? Like, do I lose?
Do you need all the space?
No, not really.
Are you carrying a midget in
there? Don't you feel like it's too heavy?
Yeah. No, it's good. I weighed it. It was like 13 pounds or something.
Get a smaller one.
Let's wrap it up. That's enough for today. All right, say bye.
This was your captain speaking. We've landed the plane. Have a good time. Stay safe. Canada.